First of all, it's refleeting. It has 8 planes, 8 new ATRs, 4 ATR-72s, and 4 ATR-42s. That is where we went. There are 2 Dash 8s which are still in operation. There were 13 Dash 8s in all, some purchased, some lease. We are hoping to be able to return to sell those which we haven't returned, the others, by June. It's costing a lot of money to keep them on an annual basis. But in the case of the 2 Dash 8s, you have to have separate pilots. There are 2 other aircraft, ATRs we are going for. The 5th ATR-42, we have paid down on it already, and it is ready for delivery. And the plan is to cut 180 staff members from 800 to 620. It may be at 620, the number would still be more than is required. But that requires $22 million to do the severance. Though on an annual basis, we'll be saving $13 million as a consequence of the separation of personnel from the company, voluntary or otherwise, and the management would address that. But we need some resources from the sale of the Dash 8s to effect this kind of a change. The idea is to have 1 ATR-42 and 3 ATR-72s in Barbados, ATR-42s in Port of Spain, and 1 ATR-42 and 1 ATR-72 in Antigua. So Barbados will be the primary hub, but with gateways in Antigua, an important gateway in Antigua. There would also be a gateway in Dominica and one in Ogle in Guyana. So it would be the primary hub in Barbados, major gateway in Antigua, and other gateways. All the changes, these kinds of restructuring we are talking about, is estimated, according to the company plan, to add over $30 million in the year, what you may call a mature year after you finish all of these restructurings.